New home construction unexpectedly plunges as bid inflation pushes costs through the roof. By John Carney on February 17, 2022. New construction of single-family homes fell sharply and unexpectedly in January as home builders struggled with huge costs increases, data from the Department of Commerce showed Thursday. Single-family home starts dropped 5.6% in January compared with the prior month, exacerbating a shortage of houses that has sent home prices soaring. U.S. home builders started new single-family projects at a seasonally adjusted, annualized rate of 1.116 million units, 2.4% below the rate of construction a year ago. Multifamily construction declined as well, falling to an annual rate of 510,000, 2.1% below December's rate. Construction of apartment or condo buildings with 5 units or more is up 8.7% from a year ago when urban construction was still struggling under the weight of the pandemic. Home builders have been hit hard by inflation. Construction machinery and equipment prices are up 11.4% compared with a year ago, according to the Department of Labor's Producer Price Index. Softwood lumber prices are up 20.1% over the past 12 months. The index that tracks nails is up a striking 44%. Plumbing fixtures are up 7.4%. Bolts, nuts, screws, and rivets are up 16.5%. Air conditioning is up 18.7%. Labor costs are up sharply as well, with many builders saying they are having trouble finding workers at nearly every skill level. The average non-supervisory wage in construction is up 5.8% compared with a year ago. Home builders have said they are delaying projects because of shortages. This showed up in January data in the form of a big increase in the number of single-family housing units under construction but not completed. These rose to an annualized rate of 785,000 in January, up 1.9% from December and 26.8% from a year ago. This is the highest level since December 2006, a period many regard as close to the peak of the housing bubble. There was also a big jump in the number of houses authorized but not started. These rose 5.6% compared with December. They are up 32.5% compared with a year ago. These are at all-time highs in data that goes back to 2000. Home builder confidence fell in January, the first decline in 4 months, and continued to tumble in February. Production disruptions are so severe that many builders are waiting months to receive cabinets, garage doors, countertops and appliances, said NABE chairman Jerry Conter, a builder from Savannah, Georgia. These delivery delays are raising construction costs and pricing prospective buyers out of the market. Permitting activity rose in January, likely a sign that builders think that demand will stay high even though interest rates are rising. The average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was 3.69% as of February 10, up from 3.11% at the end of the year. Rates have been rising in anticipation of the Fed raising its target rate in an effort to contain inflation. Single-family permits jumped 6.8% in January but are down 5% compared with a year ago.